Hello, Peas. It's Kate here, all on my own. And I want to tell you about my new podcast. My new podcast is called Honestly, I'm Lonely. Hopefully it's out on all platforms. It's definitely out on Spotify. It's 2 episodes a week. On Tuesdays, I chat to an awesome human about being lonely. And on Thursday, I chat with my partner, who's a psychologist, about the effects of loneliness or how loneliness makes us feel. She chats from a clinical perspective and I just chat from a chatting perspective. So she's laughing because she's sitting here beside me. I think that you're really going to enjoy it. I'd just love you to give it a listen and hopefully we can continue our journey as podcasters together.
You should celebrate yourself every day, but some days you should celebrate with jewelry. Whether you want to commemorate an unforgettable moment or just bring some added sparkle to your collection, Blue Nile can offer you expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com today and experience the ease and convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Before we start this week, we just wanted to say a really, really, really big thank you to everyone who's given us 5 stars or written a review where you get your podcasts. It actually makes a really big difference to the amount of people who see the podcast in the list. So thank you, thank you, thank you. It's just amazing. And if any of others of you would like to give it a go, you're more than welcome. But for those of you who have, thank you. Your reviews are awesome and they mean the world to us. Now on with the podcast.
We would like to acknowledge that this podcast meeting is being held on Aboriginal land, the land of the Wurundjeri clan, the people of the Kulin Nation. And we would like to pay respect to their elders past and present, especially their multiple birth mums and dads with twins or triplets with disabilities, especially in this NAIDOC week.
This podcast contains truth, humour, tears and the occasional F word. It's not safe for children. Welcome back to Two Peas in a Podcast.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back.
I'm Kate.
And I'm Mandy.
Mandy.
I'm going to have to let that go. So, I'm Mandy.
Yeah. We got a message on the Facebook group and it was like, I'm friends with Mandy.
Oh, really? Someone wrote that. Yes. Oh, that's very cute.
So I was like, yep, you
love
are.
It. Oh, so there you go.
Yep.
Oh.
So
here we are, episode 8.
Amazing.
Amazing. What a week. Another great week.
Another great week, friends. We have reached, well, we reached 1,000.
We reached 1,000 downloads this week. We couldn't believe it.
We are opening some Prosecco.
Yay.
We'll see if you can hear the cork.
Yay.
Very exciting.
Yep. And the Allen's party mix.
The Allen's, yeah, because it's party
classy,
night.
Classy, classy.
All right, okay. Let's see. Here we go. Come on, Kate. Of course it's not going to open now, Mandy. Come on.
I feel like I'm scared that it's going to hit me in the eye or something.
It won't. It might hit the roof though. Bloody hell.
You need to stand up. What a moment.
I can't do it.
Oh, yeah, nearly. Close.
It's got heaps.
Just one more push.
Do it. Come on, you're going to get that head out.
My head is not coming out. We're going to need to force some delivery.
we were going to have Prosecco, but
turns out for the first time in my life I can't open a bottle of champagne.
Oh, my gosh. I need to video this.
2 hours of champagne opening. I can't get it open. Come on.
Yay!
That was hard earned.
Oh,
smells delicious.
Mm.
Pour that in.
Yeah, into the beautiful plastic.
1,000 downloads seem to be a big deal in the podcast world.
1,000 downloads is a big deal.
Yeah, so because we're in a podcast group, thank you, called Podcast We Listen To. Shout out to anyone in there, which is an awesome Facebook group.
Yes.
And I noticed other people were posting when, because there's strict rules about you can't just promote your podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
So anyway, here we go. Cheers.
Cheers, Mandy.
Cheers, Kate. Thank you. Delicious. There you go. Cheers to everyone.
Thank you.
Who's got it to this point.
Actually, I think today we were 1,227.
Yay! We can't believe it.
No.
But as my Miss 8 said to me listening to a podcast in the car, she's like, is this podcast about thank yous? Because at the start, we do it.
Well, anyway, I'm so grateful. Oh, same. I just can't believe people listen.
I know. I can't believe it either.
And it's been, just so much fun.
It is so much fun, actually.
Something different to do.
Yeah, something creative.
Yeah, I've really enjoyed it.
Yeah, and I finished up at the choir or the chorus last year, and I just thought, oh, what am I going to do that's creative? And then boom. When a door closes somewhere, the window opens.
Oh, Amanda. You're so wise.
I know, I am wise. So we're going to do some more thank yous.
We are.
Some more because people message us all the time.
And they're beautiful.
Yeah, beautiful. Yeah. So I'm just going to read to you my friend Chris. She was on her holiday this week and she listened to us her whole holiday.
Oh,
that's
Chris.
Really, what a kind friend.
What a good friend.
So she said, I'm enjoying my buffet breakfast at Lawn listening to you. I've nearly heard them all. I've been chuckling, crying, so moved. Basically, I feel like you've been on holidays with me. So amazed and so happy that my dear friend has risen. Redemption for so many other people who feel alone and sad. This is really needed in the world right now. Laughing so hard, sitting by myself at breakfast. Michael Jackson, so off the topic.
Yep, sorry about that.
Sorry about that. That was probably, not the finest part. My sister, who I'll call Auntie Lacey in this podcast, she's like, oh, don't go there. She was listening, don't go there with Michael Jackson. Sorry about that.
We did go.
Yeah, we did.
But we brought it back.
Yeah. We're getting there.
Yeah. And I've got this to read from a friend of mine that I went through school with called Tracy Lee. And we don't really see each other very much. And she said, hi, Kate. Your 2Ps podcast info popped up on my Instagram feed recently, so I thought I'd check it out. Have listened to the first couple. Firstly, I feel the need to apologise. I am one of those people who has said so many of the things you have mentioned. I'm so sorry. You've known me forever, and you can tell Mandy that I have always had filter issues.
Well, me too.
I feel, though, that listening to you girls is giving me a whole new perspective on how I perceive things, what I say, how I say it. I think sometimes women can be awesome and supportive of each other, and sometimes we are our own worst enemy, often unintentionally.
Yes.
Like when you and Mandy were speaking about the prem prejudice. I am not one of your people. By that I mean I have not lived your lives, no premies, no special needs, so I'm just taking this as an opportunity to learn, to try to be more compassionate of others' journeys and more aware of how I interact with other humans.
Oh.
Yeah. I love that you laugh so much in your podcast, even when there are tears. So keep it up. I will be listening. You are both amazing human beings.
Oh, wow.
Much love from an old, not in years, but in friendship, Mandy. Friend.
Yes. Oh, that's lovely.
I know. And she bothered to track down my email address.
Really impressive.
Yeah. Thank you, Tracy Lee.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate you listening.
I had a little cry when she said it. I was like, wow, thank you.
This is from a friend of mine, Bron. She said, Mandy, I honestly love listening to you. You both speak so well together, so natural and real. It allowed me to get to know you some more, and I'm sure we would chat very much the same too. I did start to have a cry when Niku was discussed, as it seemed those memories never go.
No, they don't.
No, they really, really, really
I
don't.
I think a lot of people have said that. And like even people who weren't in there for so long are like, oh, I've bottled it up.
Yeah.
And it's a massive thing that happens in your life.
And I noticed this week is birth trauma week.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that's a new thing or I've never seen it before.
No. But
there's a Facebook page, Australasia Birth Trauma.
Okay.
Support. So,
good.
You know, go and find that if you're one of us and need a little bit of to be a bit more with your people.
Yeah, and find a community and other people that have relate to how you relate.
Yeah. And what a silent thing, actually.
Silent thing.
Sick of it.
Yeah.
Silence.
There's no silence
no
here.
No silence here. A friend of mine said today, you know, I feel like free speech is going. I said, not in my world. You just have to make a podcast.
We're unleashing free speech.
Free speech, baby, whenever you want.
Yeah.
I also want to do a shout out to Shaz from Corowa.
Hi, Shaz.
She is a friend of mine's friend. She's up in the country, Victoria, and she's loving our podcast. Oh. And I just wanted to say thank you so much. And
keep listening.
I know your life is tricky from what I hear. So I'm really thrilled that you've found a space that, you know, there's some things that are similar. And, please keep listening, Shaz. We know it's tricky in the school holidays. She said she won't be able to listen because
it is tricky.
Her kids are home. So that's fine. Come back.
Yep.
And, if you want to let us know what you think, you can be a regular Shaz from Corowa. It's like 3AW, you know?
And we had another really lovely one from a mum who's in Western Australia. I won't say her name. But she said, hello, lovely ladies. I just wanted to let you know how much I'm enjoying your podcasts. There are tears and laughter and everything in between as I listen. Your laughter is so infectious that my little boy started giggling along with you in the car the other day. It was the cutest thing. I love feeling as though you're both there in the room with your audience, and it's been a source of comfort through this tricky and at times fucking seeming impossible diagnosis time.
Yeah.
It is an impossible diagnosis time.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Yeah, we're glad that you feel like you belong.
Yeah, you know, I remember at my diagnosis time yearning to find people ahead of me in the story.
Yeah.
And so I would look to them. Who are people that have made it further than I feel like I can't even make it to tomorrow?
Yeah.
You know,
so how did they do it?
If you can know that we're still alive.
Yeah, that's right.
Because it's brutal.
Brutal and lonely.
So lonely at that time.
Yeah. So we, you know, anytime you want to reach out to us, do.
Yeah, please.
And we're thinking of
you. We love a message.
We love a message.
We're pretty responsive.
We are pretty responsive. And I got another lovely message from my friend Mandy. And she said, another beautiful episode. Well done. Listening to you is my Friday morning routine. It brings back so many memories and makes me laugh and cry.
Oh.
So I thought, well, that's lovely.
That is lovely. Excuse me. And, of course, Aka giving us her weekly roundup. I think you guys are getting better. The chatter between you two was so natural this week and I felt I was part of the journey taking the babies home. From the memories flooding back smelling the hand wash and those sore red faces from the tape to the endless lasagnas and heartache of not being with your babies. Very powerful real life storytelling. And I hear you, Mandy, read the pain you feel leading up to your girl's birthday. Mm. Keep up the honesty, not leaving anything out. It is working. The fact that you've surpassed the magic number of downloads shows how you're hitting the nail on the head with your podcast.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, so good. Not sure if I can keep this up, but we'll try. But PPPS, obviously I love the mention every week. So I said, no pressure, but you know.
No pressure, but come on.
But also, as Auntie Lacey said to me, we're creating characters in our podcast, you know, people that are joining in every week.
And they've come along.
Yeah, they have come along from the start, so thank you.
Yeah. So this week, we are left the babies at home.
Yep.
And we're going to talk about
we're moving to real time.
We're moving to real time, yeah. We're going to talk about school awards, speech nights, reports, that general hideous field, and just how Mandy and I think about it. As we said, it's just opinions.
Yeah, and our experiences.
Yeah, and our experiences. So I was going to ask you, Mandy, how many awards did you get at school?
Oh, I just don't even remember.
I got none.
I know. That's a good question.
Yeah.
I think none. Yeah, I mean, I wasn't very scholarly.
No, I don't think I got any.
I won the grade one walkathon.
Oh, well.
Like for raising the most money.
Yeah.
Right? That's something.
Yeah, that is something.
I know because I've got this book called The Young Years Diary. Does anyone else have one? Because it's a book that you can put like from prep to year 12 and I've got all my photos in it.
Oh, wow.
Like my school photos. Yep. That's the only reason why I know that I won that. That was money. I was the first child. Mum and dad probably went and got all the money. And by the time didn't even apply.
Yeah, that's right.
But no awards that I can ever think of.
No, I didn't get any. And I don't, I feel like big deal. It hasn't affected me at all. No. Really, you know. But I think when you're a parent of a child who's struggling, it's brutal.
Yeah.
And maybe sometimes it's more about us than them, I acknowledge.
Yeah.
But I just absolutely detest primary school, junior school speech and award nights and concerts. And I love the kids all performing.
Yes, of course. Yeah.
But I can't bear the
so
awards.
In your schools, in the private world, there's award nights?
There's award night. So this is grade 3 to 6.
Okay, right, yeah.
So prep to 2, no.
In public school, it's just the weekly assembly with the student of the week.
Yep.
25 kids up the front. It just takes forever.
yep. So they sort of do that at the school that we went to. They did that in prep to 2.
Right.
And then 3 to 6 only, like if you won an award at swimming or, something special, they'd get you up.
Yep.
But I remember when my firstborn, who's our sound engineer, when he started school, or probably he was in grade 3 or 4 or something, and I remember saying it to the school principal at the time, I was like, why do the same kids get the awards?
Yeah.
Like every year.
Yeah.
And he really held me down. And he was like, I can remember so clearly, why shouldn't the smart kids, the ones who can dance, sing, play, why shouldn't they be rewarded for their abilities?
Wow, he said that.
Yep. It'd be unfair on them to not get an award.
Right.
Yeah. And I just remember thinking, I remember just my heart sank and I thought, oh, there's no point having this conversation.
You're already sold on it.
Yeah, because you just think that these bright stars should get yet another accolade.
Yeah.
And I just remember being like, but they already play. They've already been selected to play on the sports team.
Yeah.
They've already got the first ribbon at athletics. They get the music night performance.
Yeah, they everything.
Get in the maths extension group or the English extension group. They get the good marks on NAPLAN and they need more?
Yeah.
Like they need another award?
Yeah.
Like I just.
Where do they put them all?
Yeah. And he went right through school and didn't get awards and he's fine.
Yeah, yeah.
But I just remember at the time being like, oh, right, okay, so these kids are going to continue to get. I was, I didn't understand it.
Okay, right.
And then I was like, well, what about the plodders?
Yeah.
You know, kids that just turn up.
Yeah.
Don't get in anyone's way and then go home. Like there's no reward.
Do you all have to go to those nights?
They are compulsory, yeah.
Right. So you have to sit through watching those same kids get the same awards.
Yeah.
Okay.
But with Buzz and Woody, I just didn't go.
Yeah, fair enough.
I couldn't do it.
No.
I was like, I can't be here for this.
No.
And every teacher would say to me, oh, geez, no one works harder than them, do they?
Oh.
I thought they really
learned. There's an award.
Yeah, there's an award. And we all learnt that reward, like, I'm sorry, effort and hard work does not equal reward.
No, no.
Really? And that's what you're sold.
Yeah.
I think, you know, I would say to kids, oh, well, if you work hard, you can get a good mark. But that's not actually true.
No.
I mean, I wouldn't say it, but that's what, you know.
Yeah.
That's what you're sold. Yeah. And so I think, well, what if you have worked really hard and you haven't even finished the test or the paragraph? And then the kids who finished it first, because it's easy for them, get an award.
Yeah, not fair.
No, it's not fair.
It's not even.
No.
It's no really, level playing field.
No, it's actually, it's discriminatory, I think. Yeah. And I think in junior school, so in Australia that's, I don't know how it relates to like America or England or whatever, but it's the first 5 or 6 years of school.
Yeah.
Before you go into high school.
Yeah.
I don't think there should be awards in that area of the school at all.
Mm.
Like I find it like why do you get an award because you're good at spelling?
Well, my experience of watching it, every child gets one up at assembly and so they've got to find something for every child. I always laugh in December because all of a sudden there's
this
like an influx. Because we forgot that one and we forgot that one. Yep, quicker, better do this. Okay, so there's 3 coming from middle B.
Yep, yep. They do actually, they do them they did do them at the boys' school because we got some hilarious ones. Yeah. Oh, hilarious.
Yep.
I remember thinking, really, this is what you can get.
Oh, yeah. I've got a story I'll tell you.
Oh. So, yeah.
Generally, from the beginning with my girls, I think they were lovely and thoughtful.
Yeah, yeah.
Teachers were great. Mm. They found, even though I remember Millie's first one was like from learning to put up her hand before she answers. Sorry, it's such a backhanded compliment.
It is.
You know, but true, that must have been what she'd been working on.
Yeah, yeah.
And generally, the teachers could find something to say about Molly.
Yeah.
Yeah, until we hit grade three.
Yeah.
Do you want me to tell that story now?
Yeah, go.
So, we had, let's say, the matriarch of the school as our teacher.
Yep.
She had an aide for 10 hours a week.
Yep.
So that was hard fought.
Yes.
And so that, 2 hours a day, really?
Yeah.
Nothing.
No.
So beautiful aide, still friends with her.
Yep.
Gorgeous. Trying the best she could.
Yeah.
But this teacher, I could tell she didn't want my Molly in her class. I could tell from the start she was just, this is going to be too hard. We'd have SSG, student support groups. I think you other countries might call them IEPs.
Yep.
You have to meet every term.
Yep, yep, yep.
She would just be brutally cold about the gap is rising, Mandy. Mm, that's what she'd say. I'd be like, I know that, but there's ways to say it. I'm sure she tried. Anyway, so we got to whatever it was, the middle of the year, and I'm at assembly and she gets called up to have her award, and it was for Molly, blah, 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 for throwing a pile of leaves on Mrs. such and such and making her laugh.
Oh, my goodness. And that is not an award.
It's not an award.
No, so it's not an award.
She stood up the front, Molly, and she was looking at it herself like, what is this?
Yeah. And because they've sat there and listened to
for half a year.
So-and-so did a piano exam, so-and-so read 10 library books, whatever.
Throwing a pile of leaves.
That's just normal.
I just started getting hot and I thought, I'm going to have a panic attack.
Yep, yep.
I'm going to lose my mind.
Yeah.
Get the toddler.
Yep.
I'm making a beeline for the teacher. Yep. She wasn't there. It was team teaching. There was another teacher there. It was their beautiful prep teacher. Yep. And I just lost it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What is this?
Yeah.
This is nothing.
No.
And it's actually humiliating.
It is humiliating.
Right? And
all the other kids heard.
The thing that made me most upset, and we just couldn't believe it, the week before she ran the cross country.
Oh.
She has cerebral palsy. Yes. She has a hemiplegia.
Yes.
Right? So one side of her body. So she did one lap of the cross country, whatever that was.
Yeah.
2K or something.
Yeah.
I was down in the forest crying as she ran past me.
Yeah.
All my friends were cheering her on.
Yeah. No.
If a teacher was engaged with that child,
wouldn't that
have been the award?
Yes, that would be the award.
No. Didn't even. At the time we had interim principals and stuff because we never complained, but we complained.
Yeah, that's something to complain about.
This stinks.
Yeah.
She didn't apologise. No, she just dug her heels in and did not apologise.
And I mean no offence to any teachers listening, but I've never had a teacher apologise.
No,
we had abhorrent behaviour. When my boys were in grade three, and Woody would come home every day and cry. Yeah, because the rubber hit the road.
It really
and
does.
She couldn't be bothered with him.
Yeah, yeah.
And I should have let him stay home. I know now that was a terrible decision to keep him there. And other parents did pull their kids out. But it was just hard, you know. I couldn't get my head around it.
It's a big deal to do that with twins.
It is.
Maybe if you
had
just had a singleton, you would think, okay, well, this. But
and I had other kids at the school.
That's right.
And where do you go? You know, there wasn't a place.
That's the question.
And I remember Buzz and Woody came home and Woody said, I don't know what she says when she's talking to me. And I said, what do you mean you don't know what she says? Mm. And he said, well, she said today, they were learning a play.
Right.
Where's your play script? And he said, oh, I don't know.
Mm.
Maybe I left it at home. And then she said to Buzz, oh, where's yours? And he said, oh, I think it's in my tub. I'll go and have a look or whatever. And he said, I knew that it was at home as well, but I knew she'd get annoyed because he was just a bit more switched on.
Yeah.
And then Woody said, oh, actually, I don't have it. And then he said, and she said to me, well, that's helpful, isn't it?
Mm.
And he said, was it helpful, Mum?
Oh.
It wasn't helpful. Like he couldn't understand.
Oh.
And I was wild. Oh. And then Buzz goes, I think, Mum, she is sarcastic to him.
Oh,
and I was like, yes, she is.
Yeah.
But it's going right over his head. So I rang the school and, of course, there's no one there and blah, blah. Oh, just it wasn't meant like that. But it just repeated and repeated and repeated.
Yeah.
And they both talk about her to this day.
Yeah.
Like it was real trauma and it was just cruel. And I thought, why? She should say sorry because if a child did that.
Yes, that's right.
And I get most of the time parents are exaggerating and all of that.
Well, I felt like in my case we'd never complained.
Yeah.
And then the one time we really say this is just –
not
appalling.
Right. Yeah.
Still no apology.
No.
Like.
And we're trying to model behaviour to our children on what we do. And, you know, you have to say sorry as an adult. And
yes.
No. Well, interestingly, another one of our beautiful listeners sent, Jenny sent Mandy and I a message this week and she said, I've just listened to episode 3. You two are totally awesome and I'm so blessed to know you.
Oh.
What a lovely thing to say. Mandy, I got our primary to stop giving awards. It used to be attendance award. It used to be an icy pole at the end of term, and I hated that my son would miss out through no fault of his own and that kids would come to school sick because they didn't want to miss out, which in turn would make my child sick and then he would miss more school.
Yes.
So, and then she said, and to both of you, he still wraps me up in a hug whenever he sees me, even when I drop in to see him at work and he is surrounded by work colleagues and customers.
Aww.
So
beautiful.
I thought, yeah, how beautiful. So good. Got the award stopped.
Yep.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Yep.
So
it's good to know we're not the only ones that think, like, I feel so great that I wasn't the only one that day just thinking, this is wrong.
No.
It hurts. Maybe it's not wrong, but it hurts.
Oh, I think it really, really does hurt.
I think it's coming back to me. I think they reissued another Student of the Week after we complained.
And they gave something else.
Yeah, because I said, because I think her dad just ripped it up and said, we're not putting that on the fridge.
No.
So, yeah.
I mean, that's an anecdote that they can tell you at the end of the day. We had such a great day.
Oh,
this happened.
And I know how fabulous she is when she laughs. So it would have been a really beautiful moment. Like, I get that, but I don't know.
But it's
not. This was kind of humiliating in front of everybody.
Well, a lot.
Yes.
Humiliating.
Yes.
Yeah. And I think.
And then since then we moved to the special school. These are genuine awards. Oh,
yes.
I love them.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's what we need.
Telling the truth.
Yeah.
Yep.
And that's, anyway, it really just comes back to why are we handing these awards out in the first place, you know?
Well, I think it's just something, when did this start if we didn't have it? I finished school in 94.
Yeah, well, I finished school in 1990 and I did not have, there was no, I mean, I remember in year 12.
Yeah,
like
of course,
kids would get
people won academic things. Awards. And,
but up until then, I don't remember awards.
Yeah, well, not at my school. Well, no. I didn't get them, so.
And, I don't, like, and I remember there'd be kids who, wow, they're really smart. They've done grade 6 on the piano or they're really smart. They're doing a science thing over summer. But that was really the exception.
Yeah.
You know, most kids just plotted away and that was fine. And but now everything is awarded and I think if you don't get any awards and you watch everyone else getting them, it's actually harmful.
Well, our first athletics day was grade 3.
Mm-hmm.
So both my girls have a hemiplegia.
Yep.
So there was only, we were in a small year group. So there was 15 girls.
Yep.
And they were the only two that didn't get a ribbon.
Oh, my gosh.
So when they came home that day, they were just, I was cuddling them like in fetal position.
Oh,
they were so
Mandy.
Distraught.
Yeah.
And Millie said, we couldn't help it, Mum. We can't win anything.
No.
And I was like, you're never going again.
Yep, don't worry.
I was just crying with them. Everyone's cuddling on my lap, probably the two-year-old's crying.
Yep.
And I just hugged and cuddled them and squeezed them as tight as I could. And
course.
I said, we will never have to do that again.
No.
Never. I will never put you through that ever again.
Wrong.
So I emailed the principal and I said, look, I'm just letting you know this happened and they're never going to come again.
Yeah.
Maybe a bit, you know.
I love it, Mandy. No, that's how you should be.
I was just like, they're not.
Just
I'm
passionate
never putting
in that
them
point.
Through this
never.
Again because it's completely unfair.
No, and somebody at the school should have thought about that.
Well, no.
No.
So anyway, I was like, you know, forget it. We're never going.
Yep.
And then we must have gone to an appointment at the children's and one of the physios I was telling her and she said, you need to get them a Paralympic classification. And I was like, oh,
Okay.
And she's like, so if you get that, then they actually can compete against their people.
Yes, yes.
And so then we're actually making it fair.
Yes, that's right.
Because you can't expect the two kids with brain injuries to compete against the people that can run and jump and skip and all
absolutely
that.
Not.
So we just let that sit for a minute. We didn't really know what that meant long term. But so we applied to get that done. And so they had this big day at Doncaster Athletics Track and physios and doctors and all sorts of people looking at them and saying which they're going to be.
Yep.
So they got T38, T37, thank goodness.
Yeah.
Not the same.
Yeah.
Because that would have been terrible if they were competing against each other. So I was like, yes.
Yep.
And so then the next year of athletics, this is where everything just turned ridiculous.
Yep.
They won everything because Molly, it was her own T37. So everything she went in, she won.
Yeah.
No one else against her. Millie, 38, won everything. So they came home with blue ribbons all over their chests, which then just felt even – that felt ridiculous too. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know.
And then they didn't know how to explain it to kids.
No.
So – but I didn't want to go because I couldn't actually watch.
No, I know. I know. It's hard.
It's terrible to think that your own mum can't go to the athletics day because I actually cannot watch them struggling.
Yeah, because, well.
And I know other friends that have said stuff like that too.
And it's just so aware of how hard it is for them in that at that moment.
It's just like your heart is walking outside yourself times
absolutely.
Two. Yeah. And you're feeling every single bit of pain.
Yep, yep. And people are just sitting around chatting about absolute nonsense. And you're like, I can't sit with you people.
No.
I do not
do
care.
It. So I didn't go.
Yep.
And then maybe that was a shame because I missed out on them winning all their things, even though, you know, long jump, half a metre, winner.
Yeah.
Anyway, that ended up being a good thing. So now I'm like, I tell everybody with a child with a physical disability, go and get that because then even if you don't want that to go on for the future, just get it and then you've got some chance. Of, it's some bit of equalism.
Well, and because it's –
equality.
Yeah, there's – I mean, I have issues with – so my boys had to start school a year later and they're quite old for their year.
Like
they
– oh, that would impact a lot.
Yeah, so they have to race against everybody in the next
older,
class up.
Right.
But academically, socially, physically
– size-wise,
not that size. So just – the tears. Why do we have to do this? This isn't fair. Oh. And they're like half the size.
Yes.
So they wouldn't win even in their own class.
Of course.
So I once again spoke to the principal. He's like, well, it's the rules. It's actually, it's I don't legislate it. It's legislated by the schools, whatever. And I said, but they're not going to win.
No.
Can't they just race with their peers? No, they can't. Because what if they win and then they get through to division or whatever or whatever, which they're not going to. And I said, well, they won't go.
Yeah.
They don't care. They have no – they hate people looking at them. They do not want to go.
Yes.
So, oh, well, you know, resilience. They really need to if I didn't
every
hear
single day
building
resilience.
Fucking resilience once a week during junior school.
They've had resilience since they were conceived.
So much more resilience than any other child at that school.
I felt like that too sometimes. Like, she's the definition of resilience.
Yes.
Don't tell me about that.
No.
I've heard that too.
They
I've
should
been
have their faces
too.
On the wall at the back of the hall.
Yeah.
They've got the queen and them. Resilience.
The queen and the, this is a picture of resilience.
Yeah, this is what it is. So don't tell me they need resilience.
Gosh.
And, you know, anyway.
This is the fight.
This
know,
is that you have to be
world.
A fierce advocate.
Yeah, and sometimes you can.
And
or
sometimes
for me, sometimes I could and sometimes I couldn't.
Well, I think when you're talking to the school, your heart's racing.
Yes, crying. I want to cry.
Yeah, or I am crying.
Yep, yep.
And I've had to write down before what I'm going to say because I don't want things to get lost in my tears.
Yeah.
And then for people to just be, just treat
you
anyway, like.
Oh, when's lunch?
Yeah.
You're like, what? This is a massive thing
massive
for me.
Massive thing. And then I've got two children that are at home crying and stressed and.
Yes.
What do? Do I build resilience? Do I let them stay home? I have to work. Like it's just this whole
–
there's just no easy answer.
No, there isn't.
And I think – I mean, obviously, probably everyone who listens to this will agree, but education system is so fucked.
Oh.
It's just
– well, it doesn't suit our grey kids.
Not
it's just
at
black and white.
All.
It does not suit them.
No, and there is really very few
options.
Nowhere
to go.
And I get that, and I get that we're constrained by that. But then
it probably has always been that.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
I do think, yeah. But I think we're so much more aware of diversity now, and I know that it would be extra work for teachers, but when you get one that puts in that little bit of effort.
And they're there because we've had them.
Blows your mind.
So we had the grade 3 disaster. Then we had grade 4. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Kind.
Yeah.
Thoughtful.
Yeah.
We ended up, because I had a really hard time reading reports because Millie was quite bright.
Yeah.
And so I would, how do you read one twin's report and then the other twin's report?
Yeah.
So we came up with the idea in grade 4 that we would just do a fake report.
This is brilliant.
So she had all the dots just in the middle of grade 4 with all the beautiful comments, which really were about how hard she tried.
Yeah.
And then they sent us the real one.
Yep.
So it was just a cover up.
Beautiful.
For her to feel good about herself. Yeah.
So it
was, the real one was done, so don't worry if you're in the education department. We were emailed the real one. This is before Compass.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or, you know, those. Yeah, so reporting. She felt so great that day because I would have to hide Millie in the room and go, well done, you are so great.
Yeah.
And then I'd go, okay, you know.
Yeah, so I have never shown the boys their reports.
Okay.
Yeah, so they don't. I think this year they can look at them if they want. Like that's the new school system that they're on. But they never really asked.
Yep.
Woody was like, oh, I'd never want to see that thing. I don't want to see it. And I was like, fair enough. He does know.
He does know.
So why look at it? And so I hated reading them. So
it just breaks your heart.
What would he feel like? And why is everything about your school existence defined by these dots? I don't have friends and go, oh, well, you know, she's probably in the one for communication. But she's a 4 for bringing flowers. Like, you know. I
mean, a 4 for bringing flowers.
And I know we have to measure and whatever, but I think in junior school it's all irrelevant anyway.
What did you do with NAPLAN?
So.
What does NAPLAN stand for? National something, something, something. I don't know. Does it stand for something? Or
yes,
is it
does.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I should have looked it up.
I know. I'm just wondering because I'm sure I've read it 1,000,000,000 times. Like, how could you ask me?
You're Googling NAPLAN.
National Assessment Program, Literacy and Numeracy.
Okay, right.
Yes.
So that came in, what, maybe 10 years ago in
Australia? Well, it was something else before that.
Oh, was it? Okay, yeah, so it was always there.
Older kids did it and I'm going to get this wrong. I think it was called AIM or.
Oh, okay.
And there was no fuss made of it.
Yeah.
You just
right.
get a note home. Oh, they sat this today.
Yeah.
And everybody sat. It didn't matter.
Yeah.
It's once the federal government published the results on school websites, everyone lost their shit.
Yeah.
Before that, no one cared.
Right.
And then, you
know.
Pressure because the schools now need to achieve. All schools are judged on that.
So we had this meeting saying, "What are we going to do?" I said, "I'm not putting her in it because she can't write."
Yeah,
and she, what are you going to do? And they're like, "Oh, well, we can have someone read her the questions."
Yeah, that's what.
But
we did.
She can't reply. She has to reply. And I said, "Well, she's not going to be able to do it."
No.
And I said, "So," and they're like, "Well, we can't tell you that you, we can't say don't do it because legally,
no." That's right.
And but if she does do it, I think they said, but if she does do it, it will kind of bring our scores down.
Yes, they do say that because they told me that.
Okay. Let's be frank.
Yeah, and I said, well, I don't care because we are borderline everything.
Yeah.
I feel like it's a good way of getting more help.
Yeah, great. See where they're truly at.
Yep.
So I decided, no, she's not going to do it.
Yep.
And then we had reverse meanness because she went around to everyone saying, nah, 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 I'm not doing NAPLAN. And I was like, you can't do that.
No, you can't
that's
do that.
Whatever you call that.
Yeah.
Reverse NAPLAN itis.
Yeah.
So she went off with her aide and baked muffins. Had a fantastic time.
Yeah.
So, but the fact she was teasing other people, I just thought that was so funny.
That's hilarious. Good.
And then Millie's came back. Terrific. I took her in the room. I was like, well done. This is. I can't have her hearing, you know?
No. And so
I've just basically whispered my praise to her for 14 years.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I can't even find our nap lands because we did them. So you do them. They're standardized tests that you do in grade 3, 5, 7, and 9.
Yep.
So we did ours in grade 5. We've just done them because we're in year 7.
Oh, yeah, right.
So we did them this year.
Yep.
In a new school, though, completely different supported environment. Yeah, they do them in the Ed Support building. Great. They read the questions, all of that. Yeah, way better. I hid them because I was like, I can't let them see this. Yeah. And now I can't find them. And so when we went to the new school, they were like, where's your nap plans? I was like, can you look them up? And they're like, oh, I suppose. I was like, I can't.
I don't know if they can.
I think they can't get all the comments and stuff, but they can just get the. Yeah. So I think they are. Anyway, they're hidden well.
Well, of course, special schools, no nap plan.
Yeah.
So beautiful. Great.
Yeah.
I was like, all right, she doesn't even have to worry about that now.
Well, the new school did ring me and like, do you want them to do it? And I said, well, can it help with funding? And they said, yes.
Okay,
sometimes,
great.
You know.
Okay, great.
Or it can be you can put it in the file with.
Yep.
I said, well, we'll do it.
Do it.
Otherwise, yeah. I do not care.
So for those of you whose kids just do NAPLAN.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
this is
pretty
what
amazing.
Some people but, go this through.
Is, but the background for some of us is weeks of planning, thinking.
And being told you're going to bring our average
you're
down.
You're going to bring our school down.
Yeah,
right. I mean, thanks.
Yeah, I so fucking am. No, actually, I'm joking.
Yeah. Yeah, damn you.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
But
so I found a article.
Yep.
Do you want me to read that now?
Yeah,
or are you going to do
Maddie.
Yours? So
no, read it.
I won't read the whole thing, but it is ABC, 27th of March this year, 2019.
Yep.
So for many schools, the annual sports day simply would not be the same without ribbons, medals and trophy presentation at the end of a long day. Mm-hmm. But at St. James Parish School near the Victorian town of Ballarat, there's no such fanfare or memorabilia. Mm-hmm. Instead of competing against each other, students compete against themselves, attempting to better the times and distances they recorded at the start of the year.
Beautiful.
Children celebrate not with a shiny piece of satin to pin on their shirts, but with the warm inner glow that comes from achieving a PB. And working together to beat the total number of PBs set the previous year. That's like little aths.
Yeah.
Right? Ribbons were the last bastion of a bygone era when the school went reward-free 5 years ago.
Oh, hallelujah.
Co-principal Peter Faye said he was initially nervous about changing such a traditional event but said the reception had been nothing short of brilliant.
Mm.
He said students were especially grateful because they were able to let go of their anxieties about not coming first or about coming last.
Yes.
It was like a relief. It was like this whole pressure just dissipated, Mr. Faye said. It was an absolutely beautiful experience to see. In the past, children competed, but it was at the expense of another child.
Yes.
Now they all gather around and cheer each other on. The whole focus has changed to practice, 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 and try your best.
Yeah.
There's a wonderful sense of collaboration and community. The school started phasing out classroom and whole school rewards 15 years ago, hoping to teach its students that success requires hard work and shifting the focus to reclaim the love of learning instead of focusing on the prize.
Hell yeah.
Once its teachers relied on stickers, prizes and merit certificates to motivate students. Now they are all gone and school assemblies are no longer about the presentation of certificates.
Hurry up.
We're creating a community which has challenged and removed many pre-existing practices of a bygone era, and what is emerging is simply inspiring.
Yeah.
The diet of constant reinforcement and praise where children are told they can do anything, they are bubble wrapped, cotton wooled and pampered in an attempt to raise their self-esteem is having dire consequences.
Yeah.
Our children and society have become praise dependent and we have cheapened the things we truly value by making everything special.
Yes.
It goes on and on, but my favourite quote in here was that students are not pets. Rewards work for pets, not children. So if you want to find that, the title of the article is No Ribbons, No Certificates, Schools Go Reward Free to Tackle the Bubble Wrap Generation.
Beautiful.
So that It's so much longer, but I was like, wow, okay.
Yeah.
So it can be done.
Yeah, it can be done. And hopefully in 10 years, this will be a thing of the past.
Yeah, yeah.
But at the moment, it's an intrinsic part
really
of school.
Is.
It really, really, really is. And there are my kids, well, scholarship goes to a school where there'll be like 7 levels of athletic team. Oh. So you're in the A team and the B team and the C team and the, you know, I mean, imagine if you cared how heartbreaking that would be, you know.
I remember not making the netball team in year 8. Oh. I was upset because I thought I was a good netballer.
Yeah, I'm sure you were.
But a girl was taller and she played basketball and she got in and I was outraged because I actually played on a Saturday.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And you
I
knew the rules.
I remember that. I was really upset.
Yeah, and so it is upsetting. And I know, like, I can remember this school principal saying to me, well, that's life. Not everyone's going to be a CEO.
Well, it's true.
Not everyone. It is true, but they're the minority that are getting these amazing things in life.
Yeah.
And they've had to work hard to get there. They didn't get there because they won an award in grade 5. Surely there's no correlation,
no,
you know.
I don't know.
Well, hopefully not.
Yeah.
But, I mean, maybe. But I still find them terrible. So there's this American author called Alfie Kohn. He's written books on he's got a book called The Risk of Rewards, which is worth reading. I haven't actually fully read it, but I believe it's worth reading.
Is there a podcast?
Probably.
I'll I don't really read anymore.
Yeah, I'll have it on Audible. And he had 2 quotes from the book that I really liked, and one was, in short, good values have to be grown from the inside out. Attempts to short-circuit this process by dangling rewards in front of children are at best ineffective and at worst counterproductive. Children are likely to become enthusiastic, lifelong learners as a result of being provided with an engaging curriculum, a safe, caring community in which to discover and create, and a significant degree of choice about what and how and why they are learning. Rewards, like punishments, are unnecessary when those things are present and are ultimately destructive in any case. And because he talks about how we got rid of punishments at school.
Yeah.
Like we decided that was
terrible. Oh, yes, of course. We're not having the strap and we're not having,
But we kept the reward and we've actually gone way back and just praised every single thing. Yeah, it's a really good book.
That makes a lot of sense.
And then this is what I really, this just rung true for me, for my boys. It is remarkable how often educators use the word motivation when what they mean is compliance.
Yeah.
Indeed, one of the fundamental myths in this area is that it's possible to motivate somebody else. Whenever you see an article or a seminar called How to Motivate Your Students, I recommend you ignore it. You can't motivate another person, so framing the issue that way virtually guarantees the use of controlling devices.
Yeah.
So actually, I was thinking, that's what we're rewarding, compliance. And what if your disability prevents complete compliance?
Of course. There'd be many of them.
Yeah. And so you don't get any reward or rewards. And you watch people who were born with different abilities to you get all the awards.
Yeah.
And it's wrong.
It's reinforcement.
It's just reinforcement. And I'm not talking about year 12, VCE, you've decided to do chemistry, you study your little heart out, you get a good mark. I'm not talking about that. And in Melbourne or Victoria, if you get over, I think it's 40 for a subject, it's only out of 50, your name gets in the age.
Oh, right.
So, but it's not like, that's just in the paper. Everybody who gets there gets that. There's hundreds, thousands of them. I don't know how many. Okay, that's fine. That's a reward. But 90% of kids aren't getting that, you know.
No.
But they're still sitting their VCE and getting their whatever. But at primary school, we've got maybe a class of 30 kids or 50 grade sixes and we're picking 5 and saying you were the best. You can have the Deakin Award for this.
Well.
You know, and you can have the whatever sports award. Sports award? You're 12. Like, I just find it.
Millie won the Deakin Award for sport.
Yeah.
Because she had been a para athlete.
Different. Yes.
I know, but still, like, it was, there was a little bit uncomfortable because we were like, well, you know, on paper, she did do the best out
of
all these kids.
Of course she did. Not on paper. She did.
Well, she did. She did.
And she tries and she trains.
And she does try and train.
Yeah.
That's true.
And so my scholarship won the Deakin Award for maths and science.
Yeah.
Right? In grade 6.
Yeah.
So that's fine. But even at the time, I remember thinking, she hasn't done any more homework than anybody else. So now she's in her final year of school. We'll see what her marks are like. But she does put in effort.
Yeah.
She studies and she'll memorize things. And so I'm like, well, and she's got a brain that works
can
like
do
that,
it. That's right?
So it's all, that's just the luck of the draw.
Yeah.
And she's using it. Yep. So if she gets a good mark, she'll get rewarded with a, getting into the course she wants, yeah, right? And if she doesn't, she can find another way. Yeah. I don't care. But in primary school, how many kids who are seven are saying, can I have four sheets of spelling, please? They're not. It's rubbish that you get a spelling award. Yeah. And I think for my two, every couple of weeks I'd be back in, can we have the homework shortened a bit?
Yeah.
And, oh, sure. And then they'd just forget and hand them the same stuff they gave everybody else. We had tears every night, not some nights.
Every
so in
night.
The end I was like, we're just not doing
not
this.
Doing
this
it.
Is insane.
Yeah.
You know,
it's
school,
inappropriate.
You've tried so hard all day and held it in and then we're going to do it to you again?
No.
No, bugger it. I just.
Rest.
Yeah, rest. But how can their effort, I know, was harder than other kids in
yeah,
the class.
Yes, it was.
And they're never going to see
no
an award for that. And so I find that supremely unfair.
Yeah, well, it is.
Yeah. So, you know, that's my thoughts on junior school awards.
It's very interesting to me because I am a sleep consultant.
Yes.
And I'm going to talk about that a bit later on.
Yeah.
In another podcast. But when I'm teaching families to get their 3 and 4 year olds to stay in their beds,
yes,
we use stickers.
Yep, yep.
Rewards.
Yep, yep.
And so I'm rethinking it.
Yeah.
After reading these things, I'm thinking, well, we want the child to be more motivated to do that rather than.
And I suppose it's for a short period.
It is for a short period.
Like we want to
and
change
it's not
behavior.
Up against anybody else.
No. And then that behavior stays that way for the rest of their life.
Yeah.
Whereas.
But that's challenging to me to think about it.
Yeah,
think
it is.
About the child being intrinsically motivated to make the change.
Yeah.
Rather than, because I talk about motivate, I talk about incentive.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I remember, shout out to Shane, our favourite paediatrician, and I said to him once, oh, look, getting ready for school is, like it literally takes us 2 hours.
Yeah.
You know, it takes other people. We get out of bed 20 minutes before school.
Yeah.
I was like, what?
Yeah.
Like, oh, my goodness, we've.
Oh, yeah, that's not the case, no.
Anyway, we'll talk about that another time.
Yeah.
But, and he said, would you go to work for no money? And I said,
no.
He's like, reward them.
Yeah, okay.
He's like, find out what their currency is and give it to them.
Okay, great.
So, and I think, for me, that's how we got to school for a lot of time. Like, it's got slightly better now. We've realised that the way things are the way things are.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he was just like, you need them to be at school on time.
Yeah.
Because that's a huge hurdle
so
if you're going in late.
So you've got to take whatever it's
going to So let's just get there.
What it's going to take.
You know, so, and if it's a reward on Friday, he's like, but you might have to do it every day.
Yeah.
Because Friday's too far away.
It is a long way away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay. And I felt less guilt.
Yes.
You know.
Yeah.
Like, that's. And then he also said, this is one of my favorite things. I said, oh, how am I going to get through this? How will I cope? And he like pulled out his script pad and he's like, do you drink red or white?
He loves a diagram.
Loves a diagram.
I've had
a lot
of drawings. Yep.
Oh, yeah. I remember him drawing me. I'll probably tell this story again, but he drew a bell curve.
Yeah.
And he's like, okay, this is an ADHD curve. These are kids who can do puzzles for 4 hours at the bottom. And on the other end, these are kids who are burning down schools.
Did he really?
Yeah. And he like did a little asterisk and we were like closer to the burning down school. I just laughed so hard. He's like, oh, maybe that's not like the best
analogy. No.
And then the boys are like just playing like, what? What? They're like interested all of a sudden. Show me this graph.
That's fantastic.
I know. Anyway. So, you know, I think the flip side of awards is that when you have a child that isn't neurotypical or doesn't fit into that little hole, you're this fierce advocate and you have done all this work to get them to be able to read or get them to be able to.
Massive.
Huge.
The word is the. How many times did I say that? For about 4 years.
Yeah.
Like you're looking at it. You're looking at that word.
Yeah, remember
and it's
it?
The.
It's the. It's still the.
It's not really a hard one.
No, it's really
maybe,
not.
But I'll be like, fucking why?
I know. And
so
like.
So hard.
Hours. So we haven't gone up any reader levels, but we don't have any books left in that level.
Oh, right.
Good.
Okay.
Buy some.
Awesome.
It's not that hard.
Oh, gee.
Come on. Yeah, so
You can tell we got a bit of baggage. A
bit of baggage. Even that, when this is outrageous to me, but there was like things on the wall of what reading level you're on.
Oh, no.
And how many books you'd
publicly
read. Yes.
Oh.
I just sent an email to the school. Like, and then you just become this
nag,
which isn't who I am.
I know.
I don't complain about things.
No.
I'm not Karen. I don't speak to the manager, you know?
No.
And then all of a sudden you are just.
Yeah, it's relentless.
And you're like, do I go into fight for this one or do I pull back? Or is there something bigger around the corner?
Yeah, totally.
And it's so
I remember
hard
someone
to know.
Said to me, Mandy, you're not running a sprint, you're running a marathon.
Yeah.
So just think about that.
Yeah.
You've got a long lifetime.
Yep.
Of advocating. So can you try not to burn yourself out? I was so busy. I was actually just glad they were at school. And then I had a baby, I had a 6-week-old. So I was like, can you just take them? I don't actually care if they don't learn anything.
No.
Just have them for 6 hours, please.
Yep.
Don't call me up for the teddy bears picnic.
No,
I don't want to come
please
back.
Please don't.
I just like, fuck, it's taken me 5 years to get rid of
them. No. But don't you think, I think with my others, I felt that happy, sad when they went off to school. But with the twins, I just had a sense of dread.
Yeah,
am I going to get a phone call?
Yeah.
Have they? And they would forget to give them medication.
Yeah.
They would forget to make them eat.
Yeah.
They would forget. Like take them into the city on an excursion and not take their meds. Like it couldn't be a worse thing.
Because
we don't transition well. And
of
then especially
not.
When they were little, going from one experience to another. And just like – constantly the phone would ring. Hi, it's Deb from school. It's nothing bad.
You're
like, yes, it is.
Yeah.
Because who else are you ringing?
That's
no
right.
one.
No.
And so, yeah, just
I remember
that.
Picking both my girls up with blisters under their AFOs, you know, shoelaces.
Mandy.
The teachers wouldn't tie up their shoelaces.
No.
It's like, they've got cerebral palsy.
Yeah, help
she
them.
She can't use one hand.
Yeah.
Tie up her shoelaces.
Yeah. You would.
She's going to fall.
Yeah.
Blisters. Couldn't walk. I remember piggybacking one on my back. Putting one on the end of the pram just to get home.
Yep. And just the sadness and grief. Like, and I remember it.
Everyone else is skipping home with their kids.
Yes, that's right.
And I was just carrying them home.
Yep. And thinking, how long till I can be on my own and
get
cry?
Get inside.
Yep.
Get everybody in. They're both going to cry.
Yeah.
Because they've got sore feet.
Yeah.
And they've been holding it. They've hardly eaten because they can't, you know, eat their food in 5 minutes like everyone else.
Yeah.
Oh, we could go on and on
and
on.
Will.
And we will.
I know that I want to say to you, if you're at a mainstream school and your child is being ignored, we see them.
Yeah, totally.
And you tell us your star of the week stuff.
Yeah.
And you tell us when someone ate their Weet-Bix or tied their shoes.
Please,
or
tell
please
us.
Tell
we
us.
Know. We celebrate all the tiny victories.
All the tiny victories. And they're actually what really matter.
Yeah.
They really, really are. And anything towards independence.
Yep. Oh,
we are your people.
Yes.
You know, and we'll give you awards. We've said before, I'm happy to print you out an award.
Put that on your fridge.
Yeah, put that on your fridge. You have a 2 P's award because it's you're doing it tough.
Really.
And we
And try and
see
find
you.
Someone in your school that is in your tribe if you can.
Find them.
Try and find them because then if you're in assembly and you see some shit happen, you can look at each other or text each other and go, oh, for crying out loud.
Yeah, roll your eyes together.
Yeah,
and
find your people. I've got a whole stack of them.
Yep, and you will find them or someone you can ring when you go home and go, this
Just
happened.
Pour it out.
You need your people.
Yeah.
So, you know, we are your people, but we're far away.
We might not be. But you can message us.
You can message us and you can read all the posts that other people write and know that we are not alone.
No.
Friends. We're not.
No.
We're not alone. And one day the schools will get rid of awards.
Yeah. That will be.
They really
imagine
will.
Imagine that I day we'll be able to pop that massive cork.
Big champagne. That'll be Verve.
Okay,
I'll
hold
you to it.
It'll
be chicken and champagne in all school car parks across Australia when awards are done away with.
Oh, dear.
Especially in junior school.
Yeah.
So. Anyway, did anything make a difference in your life this week, Mandy? Have you thought about anything?
I was listening today on Apple Music.
Yeah.
And I thought, I haven't listened to the Indigo Girls for a while.
Okay.
Did you listen to the Indigo Girls years ago?
Yeah.
Well, it's just two beautiful women that sing harmonies.
Oh.
And I just remember how much I loved them.
Yeah.
And one of the things for me when my girls were diagnosed is I couldn't sing for years.
Oh.
And I love singing.
I just sing
harmonies.
Either. I would just cry.
I cry. So
I cry.
Because music just, I just couldn't sing.
No.
Gone.
No.
And so then I realised I miss listening to, obviously I've gone back listening to music and I've been able to sing again, but not the way I used to.
Mm.
And this song is called Love's Recovery.
Yep.
And I'll just get the words because I had them up before.
Yep.
And I was singing along to it in the kitchen and I was just all moved.
Yeah, yeah.
Thinking,
beautiful.
I have kind of recovered from that. And
music is so healing.
It really.
And takes you back and it sets you free. I love music.
Bit of some of the lines. Meanwhile, our friends we thought were so together. They've all gone and left each other in search of fairer weather. Mm. And we sit here in our storm and drink a toast to the slim chance of love's recovery.
Wow.
And I was just like, I don't know if that's about a relationship or
it doesn't matter to me.
It just rang true. And then we sit here in the storm, drink a toast to the slim chance of love's recovery. And though it's storming out, I feel safe within the arms of love's discovery.
Aww.
Yeah, I don't know. It just made a little difference to me today.
Yeah, and that's all.
Yeah, it's all it has to be.
Yeah, that's right. And did anything make you laugh?
Yes. So Molly, of course, it's always going to be her. When anything about her, the whole family knows.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
So she was in her pajamas and she was scratching under her underarm.
Yeah.
Apparently I was in the bedroom, but I could hear her with her dad.
Yep.
And he said, are you okay? Do you need to take your bra off? Have you still got your bra on under your pajamas? And she goes, free as a bird, baby.
I can see her face.
Free as a bird, baby. I was killing myself. Yeah. He was laughing. It was just so funny.
Yeah.
You know.
Free. And that is how you feel.
Yeah, you do. Oh, you should see her because I help her get undressed and get dressed. So she's like, scratching herself.
It's so true.
So funny.
Oh, I love it.
So funny. And the tears this week was their birthday.
Yeah.
And that's probably what I wanted to say too in terms of things that made a difference. On their birthday day, my sister, Auntie Lisa, gave me a bunch of flowers because she's been listening to the podcast and she said she didn't know everything about what I've been through. And so she said, because it's a hard day. And I was just like, oh my gosh, thank you.
Wow.
And then another new friend of mine, her name's Kim, she listened to last week's episode and she bought me a little pot plant and wrote in this card saying, well done on the podcast. It's amazing. And well done on getting through this tricky week.
Yes.
So what, beautiful. You know, just being heard and
You know, it's priceless.
I just had a little cry in the shower, had the red face, it was fine.
Yeah, fine.
And then we got on with the day and it was a happy day and they had a great day and they both had, you know, they're real true friends.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? That's all you ask.
That's all you want.
And
all you want.
Yep. And Molly's true friend bought every piece of food he could to take to the movies. Beautiful. He's just pulling out all the things that he wanted. Oh, I just cherish those friendships.
Oh my gosh.
True friends.
Oh, and it's,
I said to her, you only need one or two.
You really do.
You know, I don't expect you to have 20 friends. If you have one or two friends that love you, that is good enough.
Yep.
And they did on their day. So
14
years later, wow.
And sometimes you will have pockets of times when your children don't have real friends.
Yeah. Oh, we have.
And we know what that feels like.
That is really pain.
It is real pain, actual physical pain in your chest.
Yeah.
And we know.
Yeah.
And
we really
hopefully
do.
You will find a little group of people that they
just
can
need one.
Love. Yeah. You just need one.
You just need one true friend.
Yep. So. Yeah.
What about you?
So the thing that made a difference for me this week was today. It's NAIDOC week.
Yeah.
And I think every week I give a shout out to Triple J, who need no shout outs. But anyway, they make a difference in my life.
Great.
I love them.
Great.
I love Australian music.
Great.
Right? Always have.
Yep.
Crowded House, Hunters and Collectors, Things of Stone and Wood. I just love Australian music.
Yep.
So, and now I love all the new stuff. Anyway, because it's NAIDOC week, Baker Boy, who you should get around him, people. He's amazing. He's a baby. He's like 22 or 23 or something. But he has a really cool song called Mr. Lardy Dardy. Have you heard it?
No.
The girls would love it.
Oh, okay. I'll find it.
But he is an Indigenous, he's sort of a rapper, hip-hopper.
Oh, yeah.
But he this week did, if you grew up in Australia, you know about Play School.
Oh, yeah, the best show ever.
Best show ever.
Oh.
I still love Play School.
Yeah, you turn it on, sing the song.
Yep. And there's a
it's the safest show for your children to watch.
It's they don't talk down to children.
No. Straight to the camera, straight to the children.
It's beautiful.
Look it up.
Yeah, it's amazing TV. If you don't know it. Yeah, it's amazing. So he has had they've got a lot of Indigenous presenters yes. this week. But he Triple J shared him doing the Hickory Dickory doc because they always have that on Play School. They look at the clock.
Yeah, read the time.
Yeah, which has helped us none at all.
Do they have a digital one?
I don't know, but thank God there are digital clocks.
Yeah, oh thank you. Yeah. That's something that's changed our lives.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah. So anyway, if you get time, listen to him. Yeah. He always puts his native tongue in the words. And it's brilliant. You'll find him on YouTube. It's awesome. He does Hickory Dickory Dock. So that it was just great. And it brought me a lot of joy.
Joy. Yeah. Yep. Beautiful.
So, the thing that made me cry this week was I went and saw Toy Story 4. And so I've been seeing Toy Story really since they began with all of my children because my eldest is 25.
Yeah.
Which is amazing because I'm only 30.
Looking amazing.
Yeah. No, I don't care about my age. Anyway, so I think this will be the last one.
Right.
And so I went and saw it with Buzz and Woody and actually my number one daughter. We all went along. Her and I just sobbed.
Oh, I've heard that.
But it was just, I don't know, it's children growing up. It's the end of a storyline. Yeah. It's all of those things.
I'm surprised they did it. I thought number three was the end.
Yeah, I Once feel like this is finished better.
Okay.
Also, very sad.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay,
so
I'll have to see it.
Yeah, you have to see it. I'm sure really Disney do not need
Well, Molly went for her birthday but went with her dad and her friends. So I thought we were all going to go as a family, but no.
No.
No. Sometimes these things don't work out.
My other kids are like, what, you went without me? So I think we'll be going back.
To all go again. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. And the thing that made me laugh this week was the fact that we have a lot of Nerf guns, a lot. I think we have more than anyone. That's my claim to fame. And people just keep giving them to us.
Really?
So, yes, and people get rid of them. They're like, do you want these? Okay. We've got a huge basket.
Have
huge,
you?
Full of Nerf guns.
Oh.
Anyway, here's something amazing for you people. Nerf guns can shoot tampons.
Who figured that out?
Oh, that would be, I don't know, both of
One
them.
Of them.
Ingenious. And they hurt.
They're missiles.
Missiles.
Oh, as if we need tampons at other areas
so
of our bodies.
So expensive tampons. Oh. And they.
It's not a joke, guys.
It's not a joke. And they. Woody is obsessed with them. If he finds one, straight away into the sink. He's like, look at this. Look at this. It's massive.
Does he?
Yeah, because they swell up. How did he even know that?
I don't know.
Well, he's very sensory seeking and he plays with water all the time.
Oh.
Like,
so
all
just must
the
have
time.
Accidentally happened.
Yes, yeah, so I think he's taken it into the – everything goes into the shower, the bath, the sink. There's just a collection in our bathroom of stuff you wouldn't believe.
Oh.
Tampons. So we have to, like, hide them and the girls are like, they've taken them all. Another time, and this I think this an award should have been given for.
Okay.
Somehow they got a Nerf gun to suck up hundreds and thousands and shot it all through the house. Millions of hundreds and thousands. It took us months. We still find
what
them like.
What did you do when you saw all that?
I just laughed and laughed. Laugh. What do I do? They're everywhere.
It's not beanbag beans. It's hundreds and thousands. Little tiny, tiny, tiny lollies that you put on like your ice cream.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh. Just it was terrible. And then straight away they're so, oh, Mum, I'm sorry. And they genuinely have remorse.
But that was a great idea.
And they're like, how am I going to pick these up? That
and
added to
thing
another.
With
we run a locked ward and we have a locked cupboard. They are in there now.
Oh, I remember all your locked rooms.
That is another story.
That's another story.
But, yeah, that definitely made me laugh this week.
And, oh, so good.
Yeah, hide your tampons, people.
Nerf guns.
Nerf guns, that hurts. You get a little bruise from that.
We go through enough. Come on.
Anyway, so.
Well, thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in every week.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, and, we love you all.
Yeah, we really, really, really do.
Yeah, we really do.
Yeah, so thank you.
Have a good week.
Yep, have a good week and know that we're your people.
Yeah, we're your people.
Yeah.
We see you.
Yeah, we see you. Yeah. Okay.
Okay,
see
bye.
You, bye.
even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.